For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU soccer team is Rachel Norton, a junior attacker from Moundsview, Minnesota. And first of all, congratulations on a fantastic regular season. How proud are you of this team?
Oh, I'm so proud. I love it.
Kind of surreal. Your team is undefeated. Did you ever think that the season would come to this?
I mean, we were all hoping for it, but I don't think any of us really assumed this would happen, or this was kind of in our wildest dreams, so...
Congratulations on making history.
Thank you.
Going back to this last weekend, you were supposed to play Duluth on Friday. It snowed 10 inches there. They moved the game to Saturday. Knowing that and knowing that everybody else in the league was going to play Friday, Sunday, and you guys wouldn't have that extra day off, what was that like going out of that game into that game against St. Cloud on Sunday?
I think we were kind of happy because Friday was supposed to be really crappy weather. Mm-hmm. So we were kind of excited that it'd be at 11 a.m. so the sun would be out and we'd be able to be more prepared. So I think it was more of an advantage kind of just because it was back to back. We didn't have a day in between to get nervous or think about it too much. So,
well, your team ended up in second place in the league. I sat there and looked at the standings and shook my head and couldn't believe it. Undefeated, Minnesota State ends up with the number one seed going into the playoffs. They have a loss. What was going through your mind when you heard that?
I guess we were all kind of upset. I mean, on Sunday we had the realization that if we would have won Saturday, we would be celebrating a lot more right now. But we can't change the past, so we just got to move forward.
How did you guys overcome fatigue? I know playing back-to-back games like that can be a little difficult, especially a double overtime game, and then you're back here at home against the Huskies on Sunday. Is it strength and conditioning that got you guys through?
I guess for me it was more just rest. I mean, I went to bed at like 9:30 the night before and just drank a lot of water, and I spent the whole day the next day just rolling out my legs. So, yeah, I think we all just kind of prepared and we knew what we were getting into.
And you also knew going into that Sunday game that you were kind of hoping Winona State would beat Minnesota State. Your fate was in your own hands on Sunday. What a huge win, though, 4-1. You had one of those four goals. How pumped were you guys?
Oh, we were excited, but I think we all knew we were going to win. I mean, we were so upset with our loss or with our tie on Saturday, so we all were just kind of pissed off and wanted to kill them a little bit.
You've got the number two seed in the NSIC tournament. You guys will host the first game for sure here on Wednesday. There's a chance it could snow on Wednesday, but you play a team, Winona State, you've beaten before 4-1. What do you go into that game? How do you prepare for it?
I guess in games like these, we have to prepare for anything. We know that Winona is going to come out hard and Winona is a good team. So we can't just assume, well, we beat them once, we can beat them again. We have to make sure that we're going to do everything we can and not give up.
No matter what happens this weekend, you guys will more than likely host an NCAA region round of games. How excited are you?
That's awesome. I mean, this is all we hoped for, so it's exciting.
It's great knowing that there's more soccer to be played, right?
Oh, definitely. It's not over yet.
On to some fun questions. Favorite time of year? Do you have a favorite season?
I like fall. Well, everyone likes fall. But I do like winter and fall. I like bundling up and stuff like that.
What's your hobby outside of soccer?
Probably shopping.
Good answer. One thing you miss most now that you're here at college from home?
I guess I just miss my parents always being so supportive and my mom just giving me a foot rub whenever she knows I'm tired. So, yeah.
Favorite TV show?
Friends.
What's it going to take to win this first round game?
Everything we got. Our legs are tired, so we just got to push through and take it to them.
Again, congratulations on a great regular season. Good luck to you in the postseason.
Thank you.